Hello?
Yeah, hi. Am I speaking with Prasad?
Yeah, 1 second here. 1 second.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Who's this?
This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash. I'm in the Google Guarantee department.
Okay.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Another day in paradise. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm calling, we saw that you clicked in your client dashboard earlier regarding more information on Google Guaranteed. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so have you heard of Google Guarantee before? Do you already know how it works?
No, I don't.
Okay, so what it is, Prasad, it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads from Google Guarantee are only sent to you, so you don't, like, share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Okay. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning when that lead calls you, if you schedule an appointment with the lead, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them over the phone, which I know you don't typically do in your industry, but if you were to quote them or schedule an appointment, those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you would be charged for. Does that make sense so far?
Okay.
Okay. Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for Google Guaranteed. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google's saying, hey, we back this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they booked your services through Google Guarantee. Okay? So for your vertical, which just means your category and area, it does show me that licensing and insurance is required. So is the company still currently licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you have, is it a PA State Home Improvement Contractor License?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And insurance, you have liability insurance at least?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. The other requirement is any face-to-face employees. In other words, if you have like a big crew of guys, but you're the main person. Yeah, take your time, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the last requirement, okay, any face-to-face employees. In other words, though, if you have a big crew of guys, but you're the main person talking to the clients, it would just be you. You would have to go through a background check. Would that be fine?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. I always felt awkward asking that one, but I have to. All right, so background check will be good, your license, you're insured, so you do qualify for the Google Guaranteed program. I'm sure you want to know what your lead fees would be, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So let me pull those up. Give me a second. Okay. And I just want to make sure I have you under the right vertical. So you're doing like bathroom remodels, right? Like, I have you under the general contractor vertical. Is that the accurate one? It includes, so here's the list of subcategories, okay? So it includes accessory buildings, bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home additions, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen backsplash, kitchen cabinets, kitchen island, bathroom tile, bathroom cabinets, and then other. Other is just a subcategory on every Google Guaranteed vertical. But does that sound like the right category for you?
Okay.
It does? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so the cost per qualified lead for that vertical is $46.57 per lead. Okay. Google does require a minimum budget.
So the only time I pay for this lead is if I get the job, though, right?
Not technically the job. It's if you schedule an appointment or if you quote them. So if you, to give you an idea, okay, when somebody picks you from the Google Guaranteed section and they call you, it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. If you schedule an estimate with them, right, or if you quote them over the phone, that's going to be considered a qualified lead that you'll be charged for, okay? If it's anything other than that, like if it's out of your radius, service you don't provide, solicitation call, right, or you never actually speak to the person, those are all deemed as unqualified leads you're automatically not charged for. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's a job, right? Like, if you go to the estimate and they don't book the job, it's still considered a qualified lead because you booked the estimate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the cost per qualified lead again, it's $46.57.
What are the categories again on this? You have electrical also?
Electrical is not on there. Here, I'll send you the list right now. Give me one second here. PMBPitt@gmail.com. That's the best email, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get an email right now titled Google Guarantee. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to that email with your vertical, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all those subcategories too, okay? Just give me one sec. Okay. See, 46.57. Just a heads up to you, when I get you these subcategories in just one second, you don't have to turn all of them on. You're just going to want to turn the type of jobs that you want on. Let me see, mid budget, 609. And subcategories, here we go. Okay, so here comes that list. So you're doing electrical too?
Yeah, so you have, you sent me a list?
I did, yes sir. But electrician, like the electrical leads, it's a different vertical. That's why I'm asking. It'd be under the electrician vertical.
I'm not paying an application fee. I haven't even got one job off of Local Splash yet, so I need to see some traction here. But I'm willing to pay the $46 Google Guarantee fee.
Right. So that one-time application / management fee, that's to basically run your background and to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. That's not like a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again.
All right, I've been this Local Splash been on for a month and nothing's happened. You give me a credit for a month or something? Like, I need to see some traction. I'm getting like a million calls. I just want to make sure it's legit. I'll stay with you guys. I have another business. I might even join up with you guys. But I just need to see that whatever you're doing is working. And it's not,
right.
You know, just...
No, 100%. I know you're a new account with us. I saw that when I pulled it up. You've been with us about 3 weeks now, right? Since the 19th.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's it called, regarding the base program, I mean, I didn't even have the,
whatever you sent me is not the category. It's just, hello, thank you for choosing Google Splash. I mean,
look at the reply. So if I replied to the email, it'll say general contractor vertical, and then it has the cost per qualified lead, the minimum budget requirement, and then it has the subcategories.
What do I have to do to see that? I don't see it in my email.
Okay. So when you pull the email up, sir, okay, if you scroll down, there's going to be a reply to the email. Are you seeing it?
I hit reply on my email, but I don't see anything. It's just the email basically has your, it's a sales email. It doesn't have any information on the categories or anything guaranteed for me. It says Google guarantees $2,000, the first page results in the guarantee section, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so that's the base email that was sent to you titled Google Guaranteed. Go ahead and scroll all the way to the bottom of that.
Okay, you sent another email now.
Yeah, I replied to the email. Yes, sir. Correct. Sorry if I didn't explain that right. I apologize.
Ontario, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete. Commercial project, home addition, home building, home remodel, interior, kitchen remodel, roofing, kitchen, bath, glass. You can also do home addition. You can do commercial addition, electrical and plumbing.
Let me pull up the electrician vertical. Give me one quick second, okay? Let me just check the requirements. Second. Oh, it looks like it's the same. Or PA State Home Improvement Contractor Registration. You have that, right? Is that the one I clarified with you earlier? Home Improvement. Okay, or the contractor license is good. Okay, so it's the same license requirement for the general contractor and the electrician vertical. So give me one second. Let me just pull up the cost per lead for that vertical. I'm going to send another reply, okay? With that one as well, with all the subcategories too, okay? Just give me one sec here. Electrician vertical. Looks like it's lower too. So the cost per qualified lead on that one is $28. So I'll send it all to you right now. Qualified lead. Electrician. One second, just getting your subcategories. Okay. So you're going to have another reply coming through right now. That's for the electrician vertical. Did you say plumbing too?
Yeah, plumbing too.
Okay, let me look up that one.
Drywall framing.
Okay, give me a quick second. So plumbing.
You do concrete too.
No, unfortunately not. I get so many requests on that one. Concrete is in the general contractor vertical, right? It'll be like concrete and foundation, but concrete doesn't have its own separate like category yet, unfortunately. I get so many requests on that one. Google Guarantee, it's like it's a newer lead program, you know? So that's why it's not.
Repair fan and stuff is like, that's bullshit. If I can't pay $28 for a repair fan.
So you would turn those off. You turn the type of leads that you want on.
Yeah, I just keep the ones on that are making money.
Yeah, panel upgrades, you know, et cetera on there. Let me see. So, well, I'm just checking the plumbing vertical too. You're going to see the minimum budget requirements. Just so you know, you don't add them together. you do multiple verticals, we just go off of the higher minimum budget requirement, basically, is how that works. And I'll explain that all in a second. Let me just pull up this plumbing one, too. Plumbing is showing me the registration. So do you have the contractor license and the home improvement contractor registration?
I got the contractor registration with, I might use my Jaya, my other company, Jaya, for Google. That way I can distinguish, unless you want me to use Monarch. But I do have Jaya, which is my other construction company, Jaya Construction.
It'd be better with Monarch because we already have the Google business profile, right, being created for you. We're going to be able to link your Google reviews to Google Guaranteed as well. So it would be better with the Monarch company. That way you keep it all under one umbrella. And it saves you money, too. That way you don't have to get another package on local SEO, you know. But give me 1 second. Let me get you those plumber vertical, too. Now, I know you said framing as well, right? That would be in the carpenter vertical, though. So just give me a second. Alright. Apply. Plumber vertical. This one's $40 per lead. Get them in budget. Alright, here comes the plumber one as well. Make sure I got that right. Yep. And then I'll enter all this into your account in just a second. So you said electrician, the general contractor, plumber. You were talking about framing too, right? And drywall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Drywall's under the handyman vertical. So drywall doesn't have its own separate vertical, unfortunately. That one would be under the handyman vertical, and essentially what you would do is you would just turn the drywall leads on. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let me get you that one, too, and then I'll look up the carpenter vertical in just a second. Man, you're like a one-stop shop, huh?
Yeah, have the crews, have the guys, but just, I need to see what verticals are making better sense.
Right.
I heard of this program,
It's amazing.
The good part about it is you only pay for the leads that are, you go and take a look at or give them a quote, which makes sense.
Exactly. You know, there's other lead programs out there, and they charge you for, like, everything. So this one has, you know, an automatic dispute system, which you don't have to spend your day disputing leads, you know, which is one of the major benefits. And the lead's not sent to, like, multiple people because they're, like, picking you and calling you directly from that Google Guaranteed section. Let's see. 52 per... the handyman vertical is higher. It's 52 per lead, just so you know. Let me pull it up, though. And I believe... I'm the main person that sets these accounts up, so I'm really familiar. I'm pretty sure when you look at the subcategory, it's probably just going to be drywall on there. And I would recommend to install drywall, but let me shoot it to you so you could just see it. All right, and then let me check the carpenter vertical as well. That one might be different requirements, so let me just check it real fast. Ah, same one. That's pretty cool. So Pennsylvania is like kind of keeps you under the same type of licensing, huh? For most of the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me look up carpenter vertical. There's some states, man, it's like they'll require a whole different type of license for carpenter to general contractor to roofing to, you know, all kinds of stuff, man. But All right, let me look this one up too. Carpenter Vertical. You're getting the replies too, right? That I've been sending you?
Okay, Plumber Vertical, okay.
Say it again?
At the Plumber Vertical, Handyman Vertical.
Yeah, last okay. One you need is the Carpenter, and I would ignore that Handyman Vertical, because in the Carpenter Vertical, they have drywalling in there too. So, well, let's see which one's less though, you know? Give me a second here. Okay, this one's higher. Carpenter Vertical, $62.67 per lead. So let me get you that. I think that might have been the highest one, actually. Oh, I took my number lock off. I was like, why isn't that typing? Okay, here we go. For qualified lead. All right, min budget on this one is 817. Okay, let me get the subcategories. All right, here it comes. Okay, so let me explain the minimum budget requirement. First, to make it easy, I'm going to explain it on one vertical, okay? So let's say the general contractor vertical, right? The cost per lead, $46.57 per qualified lead. Google requires a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads, okay? You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. But the minimum I'm required to go over with you for the general contractor vertical, that's going to be $609. That is for 13 leads. Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works is it does roll over. Okay. So just talking about one vertical right now, the general contractor vertical, let's say you did the minimum budget requirement and you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you would be charged $609 to replenish your lead budget. Okay?
I mean, now, what if I don't use, I have to use that much leads or no?
No, you don't. That's the next thing I was going to get into. So let's say, and I'm going to use just one lead as an example, make the math easier on myself. Okay? Let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, whatever it is. Or let's just say you only got one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $609. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $46.57. Okay? Does that make sense so far?
Yep.
Okay. Now, when you do multiple verticals, okay, and I have plenty of clients that do. So, okay, let's say you did every single vertical I sent you, all right? You do not add the minimum budgets together. You're going to go off of the highest minimum budget requirement, which in this case would be the Carpenter vertical at $817, okay? Now, here's the thing, though. When you do multiple verticals, especially at a minimum budget requirement, okay, 10 times out of 10, you have a rollover. And the reason why is because you'll see on these verticals, they're different cost per lead. So the Carpenter vertical is $62.67 per lead, right? So if you got 13 of those, then yeah, you would be charged the $817 to replenish your lead budget. But let's say you're getting a handyman lead at $52, then you're getting two plumber leads at $40, taking it to $80, right? You take on four electrician leads at $28 per lead. So what I'm saying is it's not going to add up totally to that minimum budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll have a tracking too, which will show you every lead that came through and the type of lead, like from which vertical. It says next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means like qualified or unqualified. And you'll know that too when you answer the calls, right? Because it comes through on your phone as LSA lead, but you'll see how it's all kind of matching up. Like to give you an example even too, like let's say you did the carpenter vertical. The minimum budget is $817 for 13 leads, but then let's say you paused your carpenter leads. You're like, hey, just run the electrician leads. Well, 28 divided by that number, it's way more than 13, you know? So it's just going to be dependent off of the verticals that you do. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. Do you have any questions for me so far?
I don't know. So you have to pay for these leads up front with the budget
Correct.
Up front?
So we do not charge your lead budget until we have finished the Google Guaranteed application process. Okay? That's where we submit your license, your insurance, run the background check to get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section. What we send in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks. Okay? I'm the main person that sets these accounts up though. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks realistically. Okay? Now, after you're approved, we don't automatically charge your lead budget. You're going to get a phone call, email, text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, that is when the lead budget will be charged and your leads will be active right at that point. Okay, so you have to be responsive to that phone call. I had a client that called me on Friday last week, and he was like, hey, you know, I haven't been getting any leads. And I had to tell, I was like, well, we've been calling you to turn the lead budget on. So now he's on and he's golden, right? But we will not automatically charge that budget because we want you to be ready to take the leads on, okay? We do charge a one-time application/management fee. There's nothing I could do about it either, okay? It's you pay it one time. You never have to pay it again, so it's not like a renewal fee. That one-time application fee is for $250.
Okay.
So I know I sent you a lot of info. Do you have an idea of like which verticals you would want to do? Or do you want to just kind of get approved for all of them?
I think we should get approved for all of them.
Approved for all of them, and then you'll kind of let us know which ones to turn on, right? That's what it sounds like?
Yep.
Okay. Now, keep in mind, let's say, just to give you an example, you're approved for every single vertical. When we call you, it's going to be dependent off the verticals you have turned on. So if you're like, hey, the first month I want the electrician verticals turned on, well, that's going to be a minimum budget requirement of $364 for 13 leads, okay, after you're approved and you give us the thumbs up. But if you end up doing all the verticals, then it would be off the higher minimum budget. So just kind of keep that in mind for future reference, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me make sure I have all the verticals right. So carpenter, handyman, plumber, electrician, GC vertical. Why do I feel like I'm missing one? Hold on.
Hey, give me one second here.
Yeah, take your time, brother. Check my work to handyman, plumber. So there should be 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. GC vertical. Carpenter vertical. Okay.
priority notes. Five verticals.
Yes, buddy. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. While you had me on hold, just so you know, I sent you a text with my direct line and extension, okay? So what I'm going to do in a second here, I'm going to assign a Google Guaranteed lead technician to your company. This is the person that is going to be managing your leads, right? So they just want to meet you. They'll go over how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at any of those minimum budgets too, like I mentioned. But what I was going to say is even though, and very important, they're going to be able to push your application through, which I'm going to have sent to you via text and via email here in just one second. But even though I'm not your actual lead technician, I'm really active in my Google Guaranteed accounts. So make sure you save my name and number. So if you ever have questions, you could contact me directly. Okay.
Okay.
Now, before I set up your Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, and the application will automatically send to you via email and via text message, for the one-time application / management fee, are we going to be using the same card we have on file for you?
Which one is it?
It's coded out for security purposes. So it shows me just the last four. It's a MasterCard ending in 8838.
Okay.
Is that the right card?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So give me one second. Let me just attach Google Guaranteed to your account, okay? So you're going to get an email here in just one second. It's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun, okay? It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have a link to the application, which I'm also going to have sent to you via text message. It'll automatically trigger, okay? Give me just one second. Have you used a lead program before?
I've used something with Angie Leads.
Okay. This one's way better. Yeah, you'll love it, man. The lead is only sent to you, and it has an automatic dispute system. Okay? This is going to be way different. Hold on. I got an error code on the billing. It came back as invalid transaction. So I don't know, is it like a card where you have to approve it from your end or?
8838, right? What are you, how much are you going to charge it?
$250 for that one-time application fee.
My insurance and stuff is under Jaya doing business as Monarch. So is it okay I send the insurance for Jaya, stuff like that?
Yes, as long as the DBA is on the insurance, you're golden. You're rocking and rolling. We have a bunch of clients that do it that way.
Okay.
Even our company, we're Relevant Ads, but we're doing business as Local Splash. We've gone by Local Splash since like the beginning, though. Yeah, and when you haven't got the application yet, because it automatically sends once I process the payment. So when you get the application, you'll see exactly where you upload the insurance and all that stuff, you know. Just let me know when to charge it again. Have I been saying your name right too? Is it Prasad?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Is that fine or is that how you say it though? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay. So you want to run it for 250, then I have to get the insurance to match. The corporate papers are under Jaya. I could just form a new, I could just do a new company called Monarch.
All you have to do, is it on the insurance document, the Accord document, where it says doing this Monarch?
That should be fine. Yeah, that'd be fine, right?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine, 100%.
So you want to try now?
Yeah, yeah. Give me 1 second. Let me refresh here. Da-da-da-da-da. Golden. So you'll see on the invoice, you'll see two transactions, but only one will say approved, okay? Just so you know. So give me 1 second. Let me get this email triggered to you. Hold on. I just got to hit update on your account, and then it's going to automatically send.
One's out of control today. 1 second.
Yeah. Take your time, brother.
Alright. Let's see. Alright, let me refresh here.
Okay, both should have went through the email and the text.
What do you mean should have been? Are you serious?
It was with Maya.
One second here.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah. Okay, tell me, bud. Go ahead.
Oh, you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment, then I'm going to explain a few more things to you and tell you some more things about that application as well. So first off, for the onboarding appointment, okay, we just block off a 30-minute window, okay? So it's a pretty quick call. They do want you to have your application submitted, though, prior to the appointment. If something happens where you don't, obviously we still do the appointment. They can walk you through the application, but it is more beneficial for you if it's already submitted, okay? So for the Google Guaranteed onboarding appointment, what time would work best for you tomorrow?
Late evening.
Okay, the latest we can put it you in for is 6:30. Would that work?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash LSA Onboarding Appointment. Now, that LSA term, you want to get used to that because that's how the leads are going to come through on your phone. Okay? 1 hour before the appointment tomorrow, you will get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you will know the appointment's coming. And the way it's going to work, they're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay? If I am on the phone, they'll call on their own to make sure we don't, like, miss the appointment. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so that's scheduled tomorrow, 6:30. Okay, couple more things, okay? So, for one, the background check, okay? That is done by two different companies that do it for Google directly, both very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application will be needed, okay?
Okay.
The other one is Evident, and I'll tell you this, as long as I've been doing this, 9 times out of 10, it is Evident, okay? If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license, okay, which will trigger that text to you on the phone. They won't be able to know which one, because it's randomly selected once we create the profile. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay. All right, now, give me a second. Were you able to find the application?
What application?
No worries. So you should have gotten an email titled Google Guaranteed Campaign Begins. And then it says Monarch General Contracting. Do you see that in your inbox?
Yes, I got that email.
Okay, perfect. Let me pull it up to you real quick, just so I can walk you through it. There should be a link, though, that has the application. Let me pull it up. Okay, so a little bit down, it's going to say getting started, right? You'll see application form. It's like a blue hyperlink, okay? When you click
do I open that email with the campaign begins?
Yes, correct. Open that email first. Google Guaranteed campaign has begun or begins.
Okay.
And if you scroll down, right, to where it says getting started, you're going to see a blue hyperlink titled application forms.
Okay.
Okay. Now, a couple tips on this, okay? For one, when you start filling this out, let's say you start and then you have to pause because you're going to a job or whatever it is, right? Or you have something, family things going on, whatever it is. If you start and then you pause it, it deletes the information for security purposes, okay?
Is it log into Local Splash or is that something else?
No, that's something else. So you should click the application form, the blue hyperlink, and that's going to take you to localsplash.com/GG app. It will say login at the top, too. It does say that. You don't have to log in, though. That's for your dashboard. Pretty interesting. I've never actually seen that. I wonder if they added that login.
Form.
Yeah, application form. You're on that?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you start it, you want to finish it is all I was getting into. Okay. Now, you're going to see on there an example of the type of insurance they want to see. Don't worry about the amounts. It will be in a core document. So it'll say certificate of liability insurance. That is the document Google wants to see. Okay. Do you have a crew, Prasad?
I do. Many crews.
Many crews. Okay. I'm going to give you a workaround, okay? So when you go to, and let me tell you where it is. Okay, number 16 on the application, okay? Are you the only owner, or are there more owners?
Just me.
Just you. Okay. So under 16, you'll put one owner, okay?
Okay.
Now, on number 17, it's going to say, what is the total number of field workers you have? What you're going to want to do there, just put zero, okay? Now, Google is not going to put you have zero field workers, and they don't have a van driving around checking up on it. What this is going to do by you putting zero is only a background check is required from you, not from your field workers. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, it's just a faster way to get you approved. If you do want all your field workers to go through it, by all means, go ahead. But what I've noticed is it takes longer for them to do that. You know what I'm saying? So to just speed it up on approval processes, just put zero field workers and then the background check's only done on you. Okay? All right. Do you have any questions for me with anything on there?
No.
Okay. So the most important thing, I know when you sign up with us, you get all these emails, texts, right? Even when you upgrade like you just did, right? The most important thing is getting that application filled out. Okay. Now, so no questions on Google Guaranteed, right? The application or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I think it's okay. I'm filling it up right now as we speak.
You're the man.
Insurance, I have to send it in, but I don't have to get the insurance policy with the DBA name, so I really can't do it now.
Okay, no worries. So what we can do, okay, do me a favor. I'm sure your insurance company, they're probably closed right now, but in the morning, right, call them and ask them to add the DBA to the insurance, okay? If there's any issues with that, right, in the onboarding appointment tomorrow, or you could call me even before, just let me know. We'll try to find a workaround for you. But if you add that DBA, you're rocking and rolling. Okay. But it does have to be on the insurance. The only thing I could think is, it, you know, we do it under the other company, like you mentioned before, but it's not going to work as well because you don't have a Google business profile or any of the other things on that other company, right? So just add the DBA. You shouldn't start filling it out, that application, until you have that too. Because like I said, it's going to delete all the info if you have to go back to it for security purposes. If you want, actually, and I'm just brainstorming with you, you could put the insurance copy that you have right now and fill out the application, and I'll just put in the notes for the tech not to submit that one for them to wait on the updated one. And that way you're able to have at least the rest of the application through, you know? Does that make sense?
Okay.
So yeah, I'd recommend that. Okay. Just shoot the insurance that you have now, but I'll put in the notes. Don't submit it until we have the updated copy with the DBA on it. Okay. Now your base program, right, that you're currently on, I wanted to take a look at it too. Okay. So just give me
Maya,
one
stay
second.
Stay here. Close the door. Stay here, Maya.
All right. Apple Maps. Google updated. They updated the address.
Okay. You talked to Mary today, right? It looks like?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's see. My site's good. Let's see what else.
Did you do the voice verification with a Google business profile?
No.
Okay. Do you have time right now? I could have one of the our technicians walk you through that.
Yeah, walk me through which?
Yeah, through the voice verification. What I'm talking about now isn't Google Guaranteed. It's the base program you're currently on. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
I need to get these. We're moving, man. I'm like working 100 hours a week. I have no time for anything. I was hoping
right.
You guys take some charge and get these done, but I guess I'm needed for all this. And we're stuck. I haven't got anything out of this yet. So hopefully this can change here shortly.
Yeah. I mean, Google Guaranteed is the business. You're going to absolutely love it, but I want you to get what you already paid for too. You know, so that voice verification, it is needed. It's not always needed, right? When we submit it through, Google lets us know. So what I can do though is I can message one of our technicians that handles that specifically and they could like walk you through that process if you want. Or I could set a time for them to call you at a better time, whatever's easier, you know?
Yeah, we can do it now.
We could, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to message that side. Just give me one quick second, okay?
Huh?
And again, this person I'm going to get you is separate from Google Guaranteed, okay? They're in our company though, but just give me a one sec. Let me message them. Give me a second. I'm just waiting for one of them to respond to me on that side, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to get all your notes over for Google Guaranteed. Okay, April's pulling up the account. Let me just see if I could get you with her, okay?
Esme, where are you going? Come back. Do you want to watch something else? Okay, I got a text message.
You got a text message? From us?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it might have been April that texted you. Let me check real fast. Oh, no, that's the...